The Israeli intelligence minister has expressed Tel Aviv's happiness over a compromise deal on Iran, which was achieved between the United States Congress and the administration of President Barack Obama. Yuval Stennett said that compromise legislation is an achievement for Israeli policy. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry said that he is still optimistic that the U.S. administration can conclude a nuclear deal with Iran even after President Barack Obama agreed to sign the legislation.
After U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry briefed lawmakers on the mutual understanding recently reached between Iran and P5+1 states, senators through a committee vote finalized their own deal that gained bipartisan support that could allow Congress to oppose a final nuclear agreement.
That is an orderly and thoughtful way for Congress to review the agreement when it's submitted by the president, but also timely notice if there's a material breach so that Congress can take action.
Tennessee Senator Bob Corker has been one of the lead voices who disagree with a final agreement.
So this puts Congress in control of knowing what's happening, but also being able to quickly snap back these sanctions.
Corker is the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chair, which held the vote on the Iran Agreement Act. He says the compromise bill would give Congress 30 days to reject an agreement. U.S. President Obama would have 12 days to veto the bill, and Congress would have 10 days to override the president's veto. The measure received bipartisan support, the nature of which seems rare in Washington lately. Republicans and Democrats want a bigger voice on how the framework on a deal with Iran would look. It passed 19-0, all but ensuring that it would pass the Senate and onto President Barack Obama's desk. Right now, it doesn't have New Mexico Senator Tom Udall's vote.
This is putting the cart before the horse. We haven't had a final agreement yet, and so we need to see what they negotiate.
The P5+1 group of countries is trying to finalize a comprehensive nuclear agreement with Iran by the end of June. U.S. Republican leaders are trying to make sure once the bill moves to the Senate floor, it will have enough Democratic support for an override if the president decides to veto it. But so far, it looks like the White House supports the measure, although reluctantly. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.